بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلما قضى موسى الأجل وسار بأهله آنس من جانب الطور نارا قال لأهلهم امكثوا إني آنست نارا لعلي آتيكم منها بخبر أو جذوة من النار لعلكم تصطلون. فلما أتاها نودي من شاطئ الوادي الأيمن في البقعة المباركة من الشجرة أن يا موسى إني أنا الله رب العالمين وأن ألقي عصاك. فلما رآها تهتز كأنها جان ولا مدبرا ولم يعقب يا موسى أقبل ولا تخف إنك من الآمنين. Shuaib alayhi salam's daughter had proposed that Musa alayhi salam should be employed, and she had backed up her request saying that إِنَّ خَيْرَ مَنِ اسْتَأَجَرْتَ الْقَوِيُّ الْأَمِينُ, the best person to employ is the one that is strong and trustworthy. How did they discover that he was strong and trustworthy for them to make this type of a statement? So when he had helped them to water the animals, he had removed the lid from the top of the well, and the lid would normally be removed by 10 people. What was done by 10 people was done by Musa alayhi salam alone, showing that he is strong. And the person that is in your employ, he doesn't only need to be strong, but honest and trustworthy. So the indication that he is honest and trustworthy is when he was asked to come to Shuaib alayhi salam. So he asked those girls to be behind him and he will walk in front, showing us two things, that women should be behind and men should be the leaders. أَخِّرُوهُنَّ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَخَّرَهُنَّ اللَّهُ. Number two, that Musa alayhi salam explained that we are from the household of the prophethood and nubuwwat, and we don't look at women. So the only way that I would be able to reach your home is that you guide me from behind, you tell me where to turn right or to turn left until we reach your father. So we understand, as though the girls are saying, that this man is an honest person and he is a trustworthy person. He doesn't even want to give us a glance. Now these are all people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one end is Musa alayhi salam. Then it's Shuaib alayhi salam and his family and household. And Allah ta'ala speaks about the high level of shame, bashfulness and modesty. They did not for a moment say that it's one family now, and being one family and we are all Nabis and from the progenies of Nabis, so the rules of Parda will not apply to us. They are even more concerned, more particular about the rules of Parda. Nonetheless, Musa alayhi salam had completed his term and he had traveled with his household. From the direction of the Tur, he had perceived a light. He perceived a fire. So he told his household, you stay over here, wait here, and I perceive a fire. Perhaps I will bring to you some information therefrom, or a burning brand of fire to keep yourselves warm. Again, we understand to venture out of the home is not the woman's work, it is the man's work. Musa alayhi salam is asking his household, you remain when I will go and look for some fire to keep you warm, and to find some direction, to venture out, to see to needs, etc. Then these are things that are related to a man. He must venture out and that man should drown himself in shame, where he stays at home and he wants his woman to go out and work. فَلَمَّا أَتَاهَا نُودِيَ مِنْ شَاطِئِ الْوَادِ الْأَيْمَنِ When Musa alayhi salam had come to this fire, he realized that it was a reflection of the glory of Allah Ta'ala. A voice was heard from the right end of the valley, from a tree on holy grounds. O Musa, indeed I am Allah, the Rabb of the worlds. Musa alayhi salam was being communicated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from this point, like how we will get a telephonic message. So, the person that is talking over the phone, he says, it's me that he's talking. It doesn't mean that he is present there, but his voice can be heard at that point. So, Musa alayhi salam had heard this voice, it is me, it is, I am Allah, the Rabb of the worlds. Now throw your rod. When he saw it moving like a snake, then he turned back in fear and did not even look back, retracing his steps. So Allah Ta'ala had comforted Musa alayhi salam, saying, draw close and don't fear, because you are from those that are secure. Now enter your hand into your collar and you will come out white, without a stain, radiant, bright. And further, وَضْمُمْ إِلَيْكَ جَنَاحَكَ And draw your hand to yourself, guarding yourself from fear. If you have any fear, when you see these miracles, or the onslaught of the kuffar, or anything of that nature, you find any type of fear, then draw your hand to your side, guarding you from fear. These are two credentials and proof from your Rabb to Fir'aun and his chiefs. Indeed, these people are a people steeped in sin. Musa alayhi salam cried to Allah Ta'ala, My Rabb, I have slain a man from amongst them. So I fear that they may slay me as well. And my brother Harun alayhi salam is more eloquent than me in speech. So send him with me as a help. He will confirm and support what I say. And I fear that they may charge me of falsehood. We understand that we will express our human weaknesses and inabilities to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Musa alayhi salam is appointed and commissioned with this task, but it is human to have some limitations and weaknesses. We are not supposed to be acting too brave and overstep the mark. Rather, we express our limitations and weaknesses before Allah ta'ala and cry for his support and help. So Allah ta'ala supports him, encourages him, says to him, that we will strengthen your arm through your brother and grant you authority and power, then they won't be able to touch you. You'll be just two. But such authority will invest in you that they will not even be able to touch you. So proceed with my miracles. You and those who will follow you will triumph. Then when Musa alayhi salam had brought to them our clear signs and clear miracles, then they said, this is nothing but sorcery that is faked up, and we haven't heard of something like this from our fathers of old. So Musa alayhi salam said to them, my Rabb knows best, the one who has brought guidance from him, and for whom is the best end in the hereafter, who will have the best end. And it is the rule that is passed by Allah Ta'ala, that the wrongdoers will never prosper. وقال فرعون يا أيها الملأ Then Fir'aun cried out, O chiefs, I don't know of any god for you besides myself. I am the god. So light up a fire, O Haman, and make bricks out of clay, and construct a huge palace, a huge building, that I may mount up to the god of Musa alayhi salam. And I, as far as I am concerned, then he is a liar. Fir'aun had to hide away his pride and arrogance, and this is how he averted the attention of his people, that if there was a god, then I'm going to ascend to that god. If he's in the skies, I'm going to ascend and talk to him personally. But as far as I am concerned, I know Musa alayhi salam is lying. So he and his people were too arrogant in the earth, in defiance of the right, And they felt that they would not be brought back to us. So we had seized him and his people and his forces and flung him into the sea. Then just see what was the end of these wrongdoing people. We made them leaders, inviting people towards the fire. On the day of Qiyamah, they would receive no help. And in this very life, we had caused a curse to follow them up. On the day of Qiyamah, they will be most despised. And we had granted Musa alayhi salam the divine scripture after we had destroyed the former generations, the earlier generations destroyed. And then we had granted Musa alayhi salam the divine book, giving insight to mankind, guidance and mercy for those people that may receive admonition. And O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you were not on the western side of the Tur when we had decreed the Prophet, we had decreed the Nubuwwat and the prophethood for Musa alayhi salam. At that time you went around and nor were you present. But you are talking about this shows that you also a Nabi. With such precision you are talking about the events that took place in the past, how Musa alayhi salam was blessed with Nubuwwat, etc. So this is enough evidence that you are Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. وَلَكِنَّا أَنْشَأْنَا قُرُونًا فَتَطَاوَلَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْعُمُرُ. But we had raised many generations, and long were the ages that passed over them. And nor were you residing in the people of Madian, reciting to them our verses and our messages, but we are the ones that send apostles and rasuls. And nor were you in the side of the Tur when we had called out, to Musa alayhi salam, commissioning him with Nubuwwat, then you were not around there. But we had sent you as a mercy from your Rabb, that you may warn those people to whom no warner had come before you, that they may receive admonition. So you went around, but you are giving precise details of all that had taken place, all establishing and endorsing your Nubuwwat. And had we not sent you to the Quraysh as a Nabi, and in the event a calamity had touched them because of what the hands had sent forth, then they would have cried out saying, "Our Rabb, why didn't you send a Rasul to us? Then we would have followed him and be amongst the believers." Now when the truth does come to them from us, then they say, "Lawla utiya mithla ma utiya Musa, why isn't he given a miracle like the miracle that was given to Musa alayhi salam?" Then they first made one demand, that the truth should come to us. Now when the truth comes to them, then they want a particular type of a miracle that was given to Musa alayhi salam. But then if it is true that they will accept if that miracle is performed before them, then why did they reject bima utiya Musa min qabl? Why did they reject the message that was given to Musa alayhi salam before? If it is that Musa alayhi salam is the standard, then why did they reject him? قَالُوا سِحْرَانِ تَظَاهَرَ. It is nothing but pastime. They don't want to accept. So they're making all types of excuses. Then they say, no, this, what Nabi Sallam is talking about, and Musa alayhi salam is talking about, there are two different types of sorcery. One is supporting the other, and we reject all of them. قُلْ فَأْتُوا بِكِتَابٍ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Say, bring a book from Allah that can be a better guide than both of this, that I may follow if you are saying the truth. But in the event they do not listen to you, then know that they are following their lusts. And who is more stray than the one who follows his trust, who follows his desires? Devoid of guidance from Allah Ta'ala, indeed Allah Ta'ala does not guide those who do wrong. In different ways, Allah Ta'ala speaks about the Nubuwwat coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Sallam gives precise details about the Nubuwwat of Musa alayhi salam and the type of responses that he had received from his people. So this is nothing new. The kuffar in every age are one breed, and they will behave and respond in a similar manner. Under the verse, أَتْبَعْنَاهُمْ فِي هَذِي الدُّنْيَا لَعْنَةً, And before this, جَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ. We made them leaders inviting towards fire. In other words, the invitation was an invitation towards the fire. In fact, the invitation itself was about going to the fire. Because kuffar are going to be inviting towards wrong, all types of vice. And that vice will turn out to be Jahannam. Just that that fire is not visible now. The moment it has the right type of exposure, you will see the fire. Like we say, petrol or kerosene is fire. But you cannot see the fire straight away therein. But given the right type of exposure, and you will see the fire therein. So these wrongs, these evils, sins, transgression and disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, all are fire. But just that this fire needs the right exposure, the moment you touch the grave, touch the hereafter, and you see what an inferno it turns out to be. God give us tawfiq.